the yeshiva, together with approximately 100,000 other, went to the levaya of one of the Gdoli Rosh HaYeshiva Shel Doreinu, Agon Rav Nasi Tzvi Feiko Zatzal. We thought it would be a value if we were able to hear from, number one, my brother Rav Aaron David, who's been in the new yeshiva for approximately close to 40 years, and knew the Rosh Yeshiva intimately, and we thought it would be kedai if he were to share with us his thoughts on the Rosh Yeshiva. In general, when a great person passes away, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, the Gemara has a discussion whether Hespeda, Yizid, the Chani, the Yikr, the Motsa, we learned in Sanhedrin this year. Some of you may be aware of that. And in the afternoon, some of the kids, but still, Yikr, the Chani, unquestionably means that one should derive lessons, both in terms of how to improve one's behavior and in general. And that's what we're going to hear in Mitzvah Hashem. And after my brother Shlita, we also are going to hear from some of the rabbis in the yeshiva. Shlita, Shlita, Shlita. I think there are three of them. I think Rav Willick, Rav Roblatsky, and Rav Goldschmidt also have agreed to speak about their involvement with Rav Nasan Tzvi Feiko. Without further ado, Rav Aaron David.
In Malachim it says, "Avi, Avi, Rechav Yisrael, Elisha said, and Eliyahu." Where does it say, "Avi, Avi" twice? It says in the Midrash, "Avi, Avi." One is Avi, one is Imi. That the Rebbe is a father and also a mother. Derek Kal, we have a Rebbe who's a father. It says, "Shinatam Levanecha." Elo Talmidim, and the Rebbe worries for their ruchnius in Torah, in Musar, Halacha. They're called Rebbe is a father, but a mother is the person that worries for the child's gashmius, how he dresses, how he eats, how he feels. The flow, that's not so much that a Rebbe is also a mother. So our Shiva was a mother also, a mother and a father. A father who's worried about Gashmias, and a mother who loves us and is worried about every detail of life. And we saw Matthias the Ava, that he loved us very much. A Rebbe, Avada loves his Talmidim, but we saw in life and b'chush the Alva Gedola that he had to us. So why is the Mir so matzliach? Why are there thousands of people there? They can learn other kolim pay more, other kolim have more money, pay more. Why is everyone in Mir? Because in Mir they had a Rosh Shiva who loved them with his whole heart and soul. Everyone in Mir felt like he's a Ben Yochid. Everyone felt I'm the only son. I'm the only son to Rosh Shiva. Everyone felt that way. Thousands of Talmidim felt that way. A Ben Yochid. And we all had a Kesher. And Rosh Shiva, one time Rosh Shiva that went and said Shurim and led the yeshiva with every Talmud in the yeshiva, everyone who wanted, he had a kesher otzum, a kesher nafshi. He worried about us in the ruchnius. When I came to yeshiva in Lamed Beis Elul Lamed Beis, and then
1972,
and then he was the Rosh Chaburis. Everyone, all the yeshiva was divided in the Chaburis, and we said Chaburis about once a month. And he used to listen to us, and he knew the sugya very, very well. Smela saying to him was a bimichayev to know the sugya well and say well. And also, I sat with him on the same bench for maybe 10 years, from Tashin Lamed Beis till Tashin Mem. Around we sat 10 years. we spoke learning every day. Every day we were arguing with him and learning every day. So we had he was malicious and learning very much. After the chasana, so Rabbi Zvi had a gevaldige idea. He said, "Now everyone's married. Mila, we'll make a new chabura. All the avrichim in all the chaburas will say chaburas if they marry in the house of the one that said." So Mila, every week we changed where we said. We said in this house, his house. Everyone said in their house, and that went on a few years. And that made a big achdus. In the first kufa, I was in Mir, so I am a chaverim. I wasn't coming from any yeshiva, so Mela, it was difficult in the Mir. So Mela, in the end of Tashin Lamed Gimel, so and my brother Rashita married them. So I thought I'll leave the Mir and go to America. So Rav Nosson Tzvi made me a Suez Preda in his house, Suez Preda, and invited Bachrim and Gedolim, and they gave me a big chizuk, and miskustat, that's a Suez Preda. I came back afterwards in Cheshvin of Lamed Dalid. So the ikur was that we were all a Ben Yochid. Everyone felt that Ben Yochid. Everyone, Americans, Israelis, Hasidim, Sephardim, the Mir has every sug, and everyone had a kesher with him. I was speaking to a Chavi yesterday in America, and he told me that the Rashiva wasn't Lakewood last year. Lakewood, everyone in America wanted to see him. So Machmas, the short time, everyone got with him a minute. 1 minute, people got with him to meet him, a minute. So there was one bracha, one Avrech in Lakewood, who had with him a big kesher. So Avrech was afraid that if you go with him for a minute, maybe that minute won't be enough, and he'll leave very, very hurt. So he was afraid of to go to him. Then he said, I'll go to him anyway. He's with him a minute, and that minute, he got Ava Atzuma like a Ben Yochid. Everyone met him for a minute. That minute, he got Ava Atzuma and left with a regesh. I'm a Ben Yochid. And the Tzvi knew everyone's name, all the names of all Talmidim, even all Talmidim. I have a friend, Referral, who learned in Mir many years ago, 20 years ago, lives now in England. I came to Mir to visit, and the Shiva said, "How are you, Referral?" So Phil tells me, "How are you, Rafael?" Has no, I'm Rafael. I left the Mir 20 years ago. He knows I'm Rafael. That's Nerva, Mash Nerva. Everyone's name, where everyone is, he always kissed us, all the time, every occasion. At his chasen is, our chasen is, bar mitzvahs, always kissing to show the Gevaldik Ava, the Ava Tzuma. One of them told me, last year in Edison, they made a Shabbos of all the Mir Talmidim in America or in Lakewood with Rosh Shiva, and the Shabbos, everyone danced together and they kissed everyone, and everyone's living up to that kiss. One kiss by him, a big gadol, means I love you, a ben yachid, mila. People are living by those kisses, and to everyone He had COVID. He spoke to everyone with COVID. He never spoke to anyone not with COVID. I heard from his Havrusa afternoon, but learned with him a few years, that he told me a pelvic something very nifla, that if he ever made a mistake, let's say he made a mistake learning Tosfos or something, the Shiva wouldn't tell him you made a mistake. He would say, let's learn it over again. Say it over again, and we'll see it again. Then after, over again, they both saw the right shot, but he never told them a mistake. He went to all simchas, every simcha that he could, he went to. Even though he was a big Baal Yisurim, he had no strength to go to simcha a little bit, but he went to every simcha. He used to go with his last cook. We made a chasana Meibrak, my son Arye, about 5 years ago, and he came on a wheelchair. He was very, very weak, And he came there and jumped up and danced with us because he was like Molei Koach. One person came and said, "I also have Parkinson's. I have Parkinson's in the level 5. I have level 5. And the Shiva has level 10. And oh, I'm level 5 and not learned 3 years. I can't open the Gemara. I have no Korach." And the Shiva has died at 10 and he's opening a Gemara and saying Shurim with all his Koyach. Because he had a Ratzon Pnimi. Ratzon Pnimi. And Mela, he lived Me'al Teva. But Me'al Teva, what's the Me'al Teva? If you want the MS, the Ratzon is the strongest thing we have. If you want, you can live Me'al Teva. Once a month ago or a month and a half ago was a bar mitzvah of Avrech and Yeshiva. Avrech made a bar mitzvah, and that day was the levaya of Rav Kopperman of the Tzern, a big levaya. Yeshiva was there. Yeshiva also that day was in the Kiryat Sefer and was very, very tired. So Mela, at the end of the night, his Gavoyim told him the Rosh Hashiva is not allowed to go to anything else. He must go to bed. He said, "I'm not going to bed till I go to that bar mitzvah." And he went, and he couldn't leave the car. He only could be in the car. He went there, and the father came out to meet him, and that raised the whole family a big amount. So when it came time that I should marry, So everything he did, Hakol. He had a hatzor, and I told Rav Shiva, he said, we'll make a bira about that hatzor. He Rebbetzin she Tzichia made a bira and it was good, and we arranged all the dates, everything he did, and Erison also Hakol. And he had time. He's a big masmid. He learned Yom Halayla till 2 in the morning, with everyone, and he learned. He said Shira, but he has time. He has time for everyone. Everyone's a Ben Yachid. A Ben Yachid. I have time for Mela. There was time. He never was rushed. He never said, "I haven't got time. I have to learn now. I have Harusa. I'm busy." No, there was no busy, no time, no Harusas. He always did it. After the Erisin. So he told me, "Where are you going to live? We have to find a dira." So he and I and my kala went together to look for diras every day. At the Astorium, 2 o'clock, I met him at a certain street, and the kala came, and we looked for diras a long time. We looked for diras. Is there sun? Is it cold? Is it this side, that side? All put in our diras. And he had time. He had time. There was no... He never said, "I'm busy, I don't have time." He went like TV. It wasn't like he's doing me a favor. It's a Ben Yochid. Ben Yochid, a father and mother do everything. Mela, he's the Abed. He's the Abed Ima. May the Abed Ima look for a deer. So then we decided on Chov Hoshea. So this time a big nace happened. Chov Hoshea was a dira of a Gona Chaim Balkan Shlita, now Mashkiach here in Bayit Gan. He was the Baal Adira. So Meshimayim, Hashem made that a year before I bought the dira, my Balkan invited me to be the Sheva Brachis, and Sheva Brachis, and Chaim Shlevet came and walked in our dira. He walked in our tars. I was there, and I saw him. Mila, the dira is Kosh Kodashim, and we can't move B'chlal. My children always say it's a small dira. You have to move. It's not possible to live there. We have to sell it and buy
it's
new
two
dira.
Two rooms. My brother has 10 children in 2 rooms.
And we can't live there, Bechal. And I told them, the Chaim Shlevet's death on this floor. How can we move from there? It's Kosh Kodosh. We can't move Bechal. He stepped on this. I know where he went in, where he sat. It's Kodosh. It's like the Mishkan. It's Mila. We can't move Bechal. Mela, Hashem help us buy that tira a year later. I'm living there since Baruch Hashem. And the Shiva was mitzvah everything. I didn't do anything. I was learning Bar Basra, and he was handling all the money and paying everything. The whole matzah was him. Because why Abba Ima handle the others? The child doesn't handle Abba Ima. So he's Abba Ima. And I thought I was the only one. And people tell me, see, there's something happened. This week we understood that we didn't understand the Shuv B'chlal. This week, all the time we thought, yeah, he's a chashuv person, chashuv. This week we learned he's very, very chashuv. This week he learned he's the Abba Ima of everyone in Shiva. I thought I'm the only one. People tell me, no, he also looked at me for dearest. Went here, went here. People told me, many people told me that he did all the shidduch. He did all the shidduch b'chlal, the whole shidduch. Many people, not only me. Some male. I thought, now I see, I wasn't the Ben Yochid. I thought I'm Ben Yochid. That's not true. Everyone, the whole year is a Ben Yochid. Now we lost him, and we're lost totally. The whole year is lost. Everyone in the mirror shavur at the Levaya, everyone's crying. The old mirror is crying. And it never happened in the history. Even by the big Rosh Shivas, not everyone was crying. But here, the whole mirror was crying because everyone lost the Abba the Ima. Everyone lost Abba Ima. And his lave was lave Racha Me'oid. I have a boy, Chesko, who davens every Shabbos in yeshiva, and he has a small son, 7 years old, also davens with him. So at Shavuos morning, everyone went by to say Agudantiv after learning all night. So and the boy is a small boy. The boy can't stay up all night, learn all night, and daven nights. So therefore, he wasn't there. So please, by Chesko. And she asked him, where's your son? Where is he? He's not here. Where's my son? Chesko says, where's my son? How does he know my son's not here? There are people coming here, a thousand people coming here, a thousand. He's real very tired after Shavuos morning. And he says, where's your son? That means he's alert. His lave is open. His lave is open to everyone. One Avreich Shlomo, a American Avreich. So Shlomo went to Shiva Elo and told him, Elo, his wife has to give birth. He wants a bracha. So Shiva gave him a bracha. Next day, his wife gave birth, and he tried to tell her Shiva wasn't home. He figured, okay, so he's not home. Say, I tried. Then came a month later, in a week came Lil Yom Kippur. So Shlomo walks to the yeshiva, and everyone thinks with Zaka. Shiva sees him, looks with Zaka. Shiva says, what happened to your wife? It's a month later, and a thousand people, and everyone's in the whole mirror is tumbling every day. There's thousands of things happening there. And he says, after a month, where's your wife? Where's your wife? And the Avos Yisrael, the equally so, we have to have Avos Yisrael. Avos Yisrael to love every There's a Avreich in Jerusalem near named Josh. So this Avreich Josh is an Makariot American Brachim. So Josh once went to the once had a boy, a modern boy, who's wearing jeans and kippah shugah, very modern boy. So he went to the shiva with the boy to ask for a bracha. Shiva gave him a bracha. Then the bracha became stronger. Started learning more. After 2 years, he came back to the shiva to ask for an etzah, what to learn. Shiva saw him and said, "We waited 2 years. I'm waiting for you 2 years. I'm waiting for you 2 years. Hear this." And Shiva's waiting for about 2 years. Where is it 2 years? How's it possible? How can Shiva have mind a bracha who he met 2 years ago? How can that be a bracha? Because he's seen thousands of people every day. So how can he remember that all night? A lave brother knows everything. Let brother knows everything. The Shiva was in America a while ago, and the parent came to him, and the parent said, "Rav Shiva, my son learns in the yeshiva near, but probably the yeshiva doesn't know him. There are 1,000 people there. How can it's true? No, one bacha. It's where Shiva, what's his name? Says, his name is this and this. So, oh, I know him. That bacha told me Shtuk Torah on this and this sugya. So the father was astounded. His son never told him that he told Shtuk Torah. So he called his son and asked him, is that true? He said, I'll tell you what happened. I said, the boy, I came in to the yeshiva to get a bechina to come to yeshiva. I came to yeshiva. The yeshiva was lying on his couch, you know, without koach, like regular. So all the brachim lined up. I said Shtuk Torah for 3 minutes, and then the next one said, so that Shtuk Torah. I said 3 minutes. Lying on the bed, he told the father, a year later, your son told me Shtuk Torah, and this and this. So, how can that be? How can we understand that? The only way is a leiv gadol, a leiv mole, avas Yisrael, avas every Yehudi, every Ventura, everywhere. And the mirror, when it came to Lakewood, and he saw the whole yeshiva learning strongly, he cried from simcha. He cried that there's a yeshiva, Lakewood, learning very, very well. He cried from simcha. Rather, Makil Kotler spoke in mirror, and he said that his father, Rav Shneur, said that every yeshiva in the world has to be as happy and from Torah by him as by every yeshiva. If a yeshiva is happier in his own yeshiva than another yeshiva, All his Aveda is Dvarim Tehillim, and this is the Gadol Shivas. They're all the Shema. They want Torah everywhere, and they all love Gadol. They love Bnei Torah and every Yehudi. See, it's Yadua that the first Rosh Shiva in Mir was Rabbi Yehuda Finkel. So he was the first Rosh Shiva. And he knew there's a big gadol in Brisk named the Brisk Rav. So he sent Talmidim to Brisk to learn by this gadol. So Emila, that was the way Brisk started. All Brisk started with Mir Talmidim. The Mir made Brisk, and Rav Beis Yudol would send Talmidim to Mir to Brisk and send money to many yeshivas. That he and his son Rabbi Nish were tomech 20 yeshivas be'ofen kavua. Every year they were tomech 20 yeshivas. And Rabbi Nosfi also was mamshech hazeh. I heard Stam Amaisa and Rav Les Yudo that there was a big Rav in America named Rabbi Weiss. Rav Shimshon Paul Weiss, a big Rav in America, Altamira. He used to learn Mir, then after he became a rabbi at Shul in America. So he used to help the Mir make money. So once he worked for a while, making money for the Mir Shiva, and he came to Yerushalayim and gave a big envelope of money to Rav Beis Yudol. So then that second walked in, a Yerushalmi, and Yerushalmi told Yisrael, I'm making a chasana, I have to have money. So Rabbi Zul took the envelope without opening it and gave it to him. So Weiss went out of his mind. I'm working very hard for me, Shiva, and Shiva gives that envelope I took. I worked hard, doesn't open it, give it straight. How can that be? So Rabbi Zul became very upset. I taught you that. He said, I taught you to me, Shiva, open a Torah everywhere. I didn't teach you me, Shiva. I taught open a Torah. He became upset that Rabbi Weiss said that I want only me yeshiva. There's a ma'aseh nifla. There's a rech in the mirror named Yisrael. So Yisrael came to mirror 7 years ago. And 7 years ago, he wanted everyone wanted to learn with Rav Shiva. He agreed to learn with him. Everyone he had time. So Yisrael came to learn with him. A young bracha, and the mirror to learn wanted to be Kumash Rashi. So Yisrael thought that Yisrael couldn't read well Chumash Rashi. American boys and more can't read Rashi. So Yisrael couldn't read Rashi. But he thought he's not reading. He'll read Mela. He was okay. So they came to learn. Said to Rav Shiva Yisrael, you read. So you read. He doesn't know how to read. So he's trying to read fast. At first, they'll hide his not being able to read. He said, no, Yisrael, stop here. Learn it again. Say it again. That word again. And after a while, he taught Yisrael how to read. So there's a big Rosh Shiva here, saying Shurim and Rav Basra and Rav Megash and all kinds of shittas. He's teaching Yisrael how to read. And Yisrael now is a big Magid Shir. Has a share in an American yeshiva, 7 years learning every week, Kamesh Rashi, how to read, everything he got from him. The yeshiva was mukhan to teach a bracha how to read this much. Oyam. Why? Because Abbas Yisrael, Abba, everyone, he doesn't know how to read. I'll teach him to read. And Yisrael now is a big kosher person. And Moshe is also another Meisah. Moshe is the brother of Israel, who became a big tomech of the Meir Yeshiva. So Moshe says over a Maisa that Moshe was wheeling Rosh Shiva in a wheelchair in Manhattan. Manhattan isn't the best place to be. So in the middle of the street, the Shiva started trembling, started shaking. He wanted to take off his glasses to in the street of Manhattan, and he wouldn't ask Moshe. It's not Mechubit, ask Moshe, do it for me. So he said 5 minutes till he could reach up his hand and tilt his hand up to his glasses, take them off. Then after a while, they reached the building. 5 minutes more, he took his hand till he reached it and put it on again. So Moshe said, why didn't you just close his eyes? Why didn't he just put his head down? Why is he taking off glasses? The effort of 5 minutes picking up his hand. He wanted to teach me Musa, how you work in Manhattan. And he was an honor. There was no gaiva. It's another. He spoke to everyone, dealt with everyone. There was never gaiva. There was no shemitz of gaiva. Everything was another. He would learn with any bacha, anybody who wanted to learn with him. He could learn with. And Mela, this is the soul. This is one of the sodas. How is he so mutzlach? Because he was honored and learned with everyone. He also was most nefesh, for Torah and Tefillah. In the yeshiva, they made a ramp because he couldn't walk upstairs. They made a ramp to have him walk up, have him brought up by a wheelchair every day. And he used to come to davening. He couldn't move. He sat there, just stood there, not moving. And he had a gabbai, Yehuda, put a hand fill in, talus every day, moved him around. He couldn't move even davening. He had to move around. But he showed us the chush every day. What it means davening with tzibur. He davened with tzibur every day. He didn't miss every day. He missed one day. Now I have shot in this. Maybe it's not Muslim, but I have shot. Why he missed one day? One day he wasn't there by davening. So why? So I think it's my shot. Maybe it's not true, but I think it's true, because that day my boy Cheskel made a bris in the yeshiva, and we asked him to be tzaddik, and he was not nicha. He said I should be tzaddik. So we had a shayla. So, but I said no. We all masking. He should be tzaddik. That day he wasn't my shachris bechlal. He wanted I should be tzaddik. Mela he missed shachris bechlal. One bachar named Avram came to yeshiva. Avram now is a chasher rav. So Avram came and spoke to Rav Nachum, and Rav Nachum said, "Mir is not for you. Go somewhere else." So Avram was very, very nifhal. What should he do? So Avram went to Rav Nachumsvi. Nachumsvi said, "Don't worry, I'll take care of it." So Nachumsvi went to Rav Nachum and said that my son wants to come to yeshiva. My son, and how can the yeshiva not take my son? He's a son, a seder. Thank you. said, I'll take him. And it wasn't his son. It wasn't his son, but everyone was like a son. Mamash his son. Rav Nachman saw Emes. It was his son. His son, I'll take him. And it was real. It wasn't fake. It wasn't Ava. It was Ava Amiti. He loved every Yehudi, every Mentura. Mela Avram was his son. Mela, after a while, Avram became a big Rav. Avram now, a Kehila in Eretz Israel. So Mela Ava is a soda, he saw those. One bracha came to Mir, and he knew no one in Mir before. He came from a yeshiva where no one was there in Mir. So Rabbi Nosbitha told him that you had no chaveria, I'll be your chaver. Let's go now to yeshiva, get your chavrusis. So he left the house, went to Mir, found no chavrusis. So this Ava Tzuma is the soul of Hatzlacha. A Rebbe has that Ava. A Rebbe has to love his Talmidim. This says in the Rambam, Perkei Talmud Torah, a Rebbe is chayav to love his Talmidim, and we saw it with Chush, and we saw it by the Ara Shiva. He loved all Talmidim. Many Talmidim went to America to the Pesach of Sukkot. And he told them, I'm waiting for you to come back. So Avre hears that. I'm waiting for you to come back. So Avre said, in Brisbane Shiva, I'm waiting for you to come back. He said, that's unbelievable. But Shiva has thousands of people here, thousands of Brachim, thousands of Avreshim, and he loves me, and he's waiting for me to come back. That was Malim. That was Malim Ala Shemayim. And many Brachim made Tziyumim on the Sephardis. All the time, and they made it by him. He wanted it dark by him because it was his own simcha. Abai said that when a rabbanan is a siyum, it's a yontiv, and that means it was Abai's yontiv. Mela, that was sort of a push. It was his yontiv. He bought cake and napkins and tablecloths and made it everyone. Every night was there, see him. Every night, see him at Bar Basra. Every see him was by him, and he had time. And there was no rush of time. You went there for an hour and a half. We spoke and we sang. It was a big simcha. It was his simcha. It wasn't like a simcha for him. Every see him was a simcha for him. It says in the Orachan Yadua that Ventura has no kotzer ruach. It says in the Be'era, kotzer ruach means I haven't got time, I haven't got patience, I don't feel well, kotzer ruach. Ventura, he says, the Torah is machik zleiv, no kotzer ruach. And so about him, no kotzer ruach. He never said, I haven't got time, I can't do it now, I'm sorry, I don't feel well. Never, there was never a zei. He always had time. And anybody who wanted to speak to him, he had time. Spoke to him patiently, lovingly, and we left with a regish of love. By him, the Shabbos was the yard side of Chazon Ish, and one of the ma'alos was Chazon Ish said that he doesn't know what it means to be makbid. Chazon Ish said he never in his life was makbid. Never had how do they makbid. Never get angry. Never was upset at anybody's life. There's no upsetness, no angerness. That was Mela. That was Chazon Ish. No upsetness. No anger. No peda. That also was Ara Shiva. He wasn't upset. People upset him. Did things that he was never upset before. He never was upset before. Came to Eretz Israel at 17, a regular high school boy. Didn't learn Bechlau or very little until he came to Mir. When he came to Mir at 17, he was Ola Ola, a big Hasmada and a big Yegia, and he had a big Rebbein, and he was Dovok. His Rebbein, one of his Iker Rebbe's was Chaim Shlevitz. Chaim Shlevitz was. Spoke about Midos and Lev. That was his Iker speaking. Lev and Midos, worried for the second person. He always spoke about giving the second person, give him, worry about him. That was the Iker Shmuzin. Reb Chaim Shlevitz, Nosfi was a big Talmud. He always said over a Shmuzin, and he lived the Shmuzin. He always was worried about the other person. Was worried, never on himself. Never he felt, never on his kochos. Always worried to give others. And he always spoke that the Iker of Yeshiva, that's the Iker of Yeshiva, to have everyone one, everyone brothers, everyone like one person is the Iker, of the Yeshiva, and he felt the Yeshiva a very, very big achrayis. You know, there was a war, a Gulf war, a while ago, and Rosh Yeshiva came to Yeshiva every night, because every night, you know, there were sirens in the big sirens here, and there was a big pachad over here, a big pachad. They came to Yeshiva every night, in the middle of the night, and he can't walk. He can't walk well. Even then, he wasn't walking well, and he came to Yeshiva. He was most nefesh to come to Yeshiva every night, middle of the night, to make sure everything is okay. And so meleis it's kilu ravolba voiced it over a thing that I didn't understand, but now I understand it. Ravolba said that when they came to Mir Rav Ruchim, they were born like a leda. They were born in the mirror, because Rav Volba voiced it over that a big Talmud, Rav Ruchin, once asked Rav Volba, how old do you think I am? He said probably 26, 27. He said no, I'm 3 years old. 3 years old. He's an older person, because he came to Rav Ruchin 3 years ago. That was later. So who are then us? But We came to Mir, Rav Chaim Shlevitz, Rav Nochem, to the outside. We were born. That was later. We got new ideas and new musagim and Halo and Torah. Rav Chaim and Nochem were mamish gave birth to us, and Rav Nosfi raised us from birth to now. At all time raising us and helping us. So it's now the mirror lost to Abba Ima. It's mamish unbelievable that everyone feels that way. The whole mirror feels that way. There's no Abba, no Ima anymore. Certainly there'll be new Yeshivas, but meantime the Abba Ima are missing. And the Yaris Tvash says the famous says that now everything is hefker. Person, if you want now, to mizocha to all the milas of the Shiva, the many milas, the Tmela Nyan Tevker, everyone, if you want, can mizocha to it. So the Iker, the work on is Avos Yisrael. That's the Iker, to love every Yisrael. Everyone near you, everyone around you, should love him, help him, worry for him, down for him, and try your best to be after him. And that was the Iker Shifa, the Rosh Shiva. He was a father, mother, a friend to everyone in Shiva. Every bacha, every avrich, Hagam, a thousand of people. How can that be? But his heart is very big. A big heart. It's kolel all of Klal Yisrael. Mela, he was there, and we saw it. And we saw it and see it. Now we have to follow his ways. Get that big heart. Get that big heart. Everyone in Yeshiva, that's it. One dogma, Avrech wanted to get his child to a cheder, a kiryat sefer, and the cheder wouldn't take it. That's a davar shkiach. So he went to the Yeshiva. Yeshiva called the cheder 40 times, 40, and they wouldn't answer. They were afraid to answer, because if they talk to him, they have to do what he says. So he called 40 times. Then finally he spoke to them, and they said that if he comes to Kiryat Sefer to give a shmooze in the cheder, they're masking for him. And he did that. And Mila, the child was kabbal in the cheder. It was most nefesh for the yeshiva, Torah tefillah, but the ikra for every yachid in yeshiva, he gave away his nefesh to. Mitzmela, if we go with Racha, if we love everyone around us, every Yehudi, every Israel B'chlal in the world, help them, down for them, and for him will be a big Ilu Nishmas. His Shamba will be Ola, because we're following with Racha. Shem Shetaka, help everyone follow with Racha, follow Avos Yisrael, Batzbecha Lakamocha. Once they invited him to a kenes of Lashon Hara, and he spoke only three words. He said, "You have to lecha kamocha. How could anybody speak beard if you love everyone? Shem Shem help us help the yeshiva shteig be all of all the follow the drachah, which have a big hatzlacha."